It's Wednesday, September 12th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 125. Matt Scott is joined by Joe Whitaker and myself, talking about Google Home's continued conversations upgrade. Joe Whitaker starts off talking about the future of voice control as technology marches on.
I've started to step away from the looking at the brands that are doing what, because if you kind of take all the brands and stick them together, you're starting to see a natural progression in voice. You know, they both release their own thing. Then just not too long ago, Amazon with Alexa allowed you to do follow-up questions without having to use the wake word again. So What's your next transgression? Now your next move is to not only not have to say the wake-up word, but now not have to also do an offer on command to be able to say turn on this and this or that, to be able to add the if-thens, buts, ors into it. So I'm seeing it just as a natural a movement into something bigger, and they're just taking turns. So I'm willing to bet Alexa's next announcement, which I don't know, it'll probably happen before Cydia, they'll come up with something. They'll have their big announcement, plus it'll do what Google's doing right now. And then right around Cydia, Google's gonna announce something that does what Amazon just announced, plus something else. So I'm now stepping away from the brand analytics of it and looking at a technology growth pattern that they're all contributing together. They're all moving the needle forward, and they're taking that, well, this brand's going to beat that brand. This is not freaking VHS and Betamax. Voice is going to be voice, and they're going to continually engineer and grow together. But on to what, Matt, your question was, is shortly after Amazon did that last update, Control 4 did release a new skill. Yeah. Or an updated skill that allows you to speak much more naturally to the control system to be able to do exactly that. Turn on the kitchen lights and this. Or just go, Alexa, set my TV to ESPN.
Yeah.
Instant channel jumps through a control system, not having to use Dish's skill or anything else. So we're already starting to see that. Did my company have to change any programming? Not so much. We actually went and deleted some heavy macros that we had built to do some of this stuff. And then we just go click and discover and boom, it's done. So, I mean, I'm no longer worried about the technology. Now I'm actually starting to get really excited because these brands are, instead of fighting, they're just kind of started following suit and engineering in a path, which you don't see a lot, well, other than 4K. You saw it with 4K.
Yep. Yeah.
But I mean, that's what I think the big deal is.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.